from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What you gonna do is good music and G-Unit.
Yeah.
Thanks. Low sub.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You know they mad cause I'm hood rich.
All right. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Fridays at 11:40. The day before Georgia games, or on bye weeks, once football season has started, that means Roddy Nabalsi joins us from UGASports.com. Roddy picks his own walk-up music, always related to the football game. Roddy, how are you?
I'm doing fine, guys. Doing fine. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Always great to hear your voice. That means it's football season. How are you?
I'm good, man. Just glad the season's finally here. It's 9 months of talking, and then like Michael Williams said, he's ready to hit somebody. I'm ready to see somebody get hit.
Hey, Rod,
I mean, watching all these other teams play, man, it's killing me.
Rod, when we talk about this Bulldog team, is this going to be for the first time this is an offense-driven football team that Kirby has this year?
I mean, yeah, I'm with you there saying it's kind of tough to say that it's, the first time, but yeah, it really is. I mean, you've had those dominant defenses. You look back at that 2021 team that played Clemson, and I got to take it on the chin. You know, when Georgia played Clemson up in Charlotte, everybody had Clemson winning. I thought they would too, but I said after that, I said, look, as the season progresses, Georgia's just going to get better and better. And yeah, hey, to go out and win a national title and make me look like an idiot, great. I love it. It's great for the site. UGA Sports loves it. But it's the What a difference it does. I mean, you look at all those guys in the 2021 and 2022 team on the defense that went to the NFL, all those first rounders. I mean, everybody pretty much on that defense played in the league. It's not the same this year. You've got some really great players. Your inside linebackers are going to be in the league. Some of your cornerbacks are going to be in there. But where's those dominant defensive front guys? You know, where's that Devontae Wyatt, you know, that Jalen Carter? It's just not there. There's not a Jordan Davis. I mean, heck, even your good guys are kind of banged up. Warren Brinson's, you know, nursing an Achilles issue. Jordan Hall's out for some time. I mean, this is not that same linebackers, secondary. Georgia is loaded. But, you know, your defensive front, which is where this league has won, is not as good. So, yeah, it is going to be the offense. Carson Beck has a plethora of options to throw to, even though you'll probably be without a couple running backs and without, you know, you lost Ra-Ra in the offseason. But he's got so many other options. Even though Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers are in the NFL, you're thinking, how are you going to replace that? They are going to replace it. It's just mind-boggling to think that this is going to be a high-scoring offense that will carry the defense. And you're like, is this a Kirby Smart team? That just sounds wrong. It's just bad.
Let's talk about those running backs that aren't going to play. We know Roderick Robinson's not going to play because he was hurt. Trevor Etienne is healthy, but sounds more and more and more like as we get closer to the game that I know you know. Can you tell us for sure whether or not he's going to play tomorrow?
I have told the readers at UGA Sports that I do not expect him to play.
Okay.
But I have not put that into a story on the front page saying, hey, he is out for the game, mainly because – In the olden days, back when Randy was there.
See, I knew you were going to say that, man. I'm not old. I'm seasoned.
Back before the days of the internet and fire, when Randy was there, there was the arrest in the offseason was an automatic suspension. It did not matter what the resolution of the case was.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people said, well, that's not really fair. You know, if you get arrested and the case is thrown out or they were wrong, you know, you still got to miss – part of a game. And I can name some very good guys who got arrested on very sketchy stuff. And, you know, they missed 10% of the game, the season. That was the point. It's the deterrent factor. You lose 10% no matter what, don't be in that situation. A few years ago, they changed up the student player handbook, the student athlete handbook, and now the athletic director has some sway. He has some wiggle room in how they apply the rules, and there can be, in other words, there can be extenuating circumstances, and that's why we can't say for 100% certain that Trevor Etienne will be out, because they could say, look, these charges were dropped, you know, with this plea deal, and therefore it's no longer a DUI, and therefore he can play. But I'm not expecting him to. I think Kirby had told all those guys, don't screw up. We've had way too many screw ups, and I think you're going to see him put the hammer down on against Clemson, saying, "Look, you messed up in the summer. You knew the rules. You weren't supposed to do it, and you know there are consequences to that."
Rod, what about this deep? I'm going to go back to the defense, and you're talking about the defensive front. Where is the depth? The most, you know, I mean, when we talk about interior guys are being banged up, rotation, all those things. But is the depth there? They just might not have the experience yet, or is it just it's really thin right there in the middle of that defensive line?
Oh, you go look at the interior and you watch them practicing. You're like, this is a national championship squad. I mean, you've got 300 pounders across the board. These guys look ripped. I mean, for, you know, 6'4", 320 guy, as ripped as you can be, they look fantastic on the hoof, but how many of them have played? And I'm telling you, keep an eye on 52, Christian Miller. That kid, I mean, Nazir Stackhouse, everybody knows he's going to do his thing, but I'm thinking that 52, he's so light on his feet, that could be the guy. But after a couple of them, you know, you just, everybody's young. You know, Jamal Jarrett's running third string. I mean, he could be fantastic, but how many games has he been into? You know, Jordan Hall was supposed to be the, I don't want to say savior, but he was supposed to be the next big star. He's out. Tyrion Lindgren Dawkins had a great scrimmage. I mean, the first string offensive line was having trouble with him, and that bodes well for Georgia's defense. That TID was really kicking butt, but at the same time, he's been kind of banged up a little bit. So they're just in, you know, in the, you know, that zero technique, 1-3, you know, the three eye guys. They're just not deep. But again, like I said with Clemson, you know, 3 years ago, Georgia's defense is only going to get better as the season progresses.
Roddy Nabalsi joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, UGA Sports, getting ready for Georgia and Clemson tomorrow at noon, right here in Atlanta, by the way. Doesn't this kind of stack itself up as a – everybody already knows who Carson Beck is, but he can really start to get that that name even in brighter lights with the way that he plays this year. Starting running backs out, Bowers and McConkey gone, you're playing Clemson, a ranked team, noon, kickoff game, all that kind of stuff. Doesn't this feel like a Carson Beck kind of get-on-my-back type game?
Absolutely, you're going to need that. And his job is going to be to distribute the ball. Remember, when he would get in trouble last year, he could always look for 19. Yep. He could always look for 84. He could look for number one. Marcus Rosier-Jackson doesn't get as much credit as he deserves. Now, who's his guy now? He was developing a great relationship with Ra-Ra Thomas. Ra-Ra's gone. So when people know that, the people who do the Heisman voting, the people who follow it know that you have eight guys taken in the NFL draft. If Carson Beck goes out there and, you know, sees a delayed blitz, and he gets out of it, hits the hot route, and all of a sudden, Nate Frazier, freshman, is taken to the house. He'll get credit for those decisions. He'll get credit for running this offense. They'll know that it wasn't the success of having a, you know, Georgia's second best tight end in the history of the game, you know, Brock Bowers, and they're one of their top wide receivers.
What a guy.
You know,
what a guy.
You know, yeah. So it's hey, if you can split up 41 points. You know, I mean, 42 points on this, or heck, you can put 31 on a Clemson team that's ranked, you know, in the top 25. That, I won't say it's the anointing of Carson Beck, but he has received a ton of off-season hype, attention, and a lot of people will feel justified. In other words, all the prognosticators and columnists who predicted him to be, you know, one of the top guys in the league, they will pound their chest saying, "I told you so, I told you so." But the flip side is, if he struggles, they love to tear you down.
Yes, they do. Hey, Rod, how do you think this game plays out? Because of the stuff you told us about the depth and all those different things, who's not going to play and how these games sometimes, how Kirby coaches them, slow start, maybe, you know, playing ball control. How do you think this game plays out, how UGA is currently constructed with the loss of some of their players?
I think Georgia has to go to the air. The defensive front for Clemson is really good.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on Peter Woods. I think he's number 11.
Yes.
Georgia was after him. He's really talented. He wasn't a starter last year, but every time he got in, he just created havoc. And, you know, that's strength on strength. Their defensive line against Georgia's offensive line. Yeah, that's a win-win. But then their secondary is not as good. Georgia's got some very good wide receivers. The guy that has caught the most touchdown passes for Georgia is Arian Smith. So
he's got to catch it, Roddy.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That guy's got six touchdowns. Nobody else has six for Georgia. So
wow.
You start throwing to him. Dylan Bell, this could be the Dylan Bell's coming out party. He was great last year, but that could be a monster. So I think they go to the air. And then all of a sudden, if you have to make it so that Phil Maffa and Cade Klubnik have to go to you're basically, if they're trying to play catch-up, that makes them one-dimensional. Georgia's defense is able to tee off on that. And, yes, you lost three defensive backs to the NFL. That's tough for anybody to replace. But by the end of the season, Georgia's secondary is going to be better than it was last year. So it's going to be I think it could be an air battle, and for Georgia just going to the air and taking away the run for Clemson and made them try to beat you the same way.
Just from a perception standpoint, things have changed drastically for these two programs from the last time they played in 2021. Like, Georgia was a very good program. Now they're the premier program in college football. Clemson, not where they were in 2021. Where are they? Like, how do you view Clemson as a program right now as this season is?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
About to get underway.
Well, you view Clemson like you viewed Georgia under Mark Rick. Really good. Top 10. Can't get over the hump. Very close. If the ball bounces one way, then, you know, hey, they're right back in it, but they just haven't had it. So you don't want to dismiss Clemson. I think the line being 13.5 is kind of crazy. I know it's changed a bit here. It's dropped recently, but I'm like, that's a lot of disrespect for a really good football team, especially in the first week when we don't know a whole lot about these guys. But, I mean, Georgia can go out and win by 20, and would anybody be surprised? But they're a top 20 team, but there's a huge difference between being 12, 14, and being 2 or 4 or being 1.
Right.
I mean, it sounds like, hey, it's only 10 spots away, but that is night and day. And, again, Mark Richt had many, many years. You know, I love him. He's a great guy. Just couldn't quite get there because, I mean, perennial top 10 finishes, but top 10 versus number 1, that is a cliff. That is a gulf. That's a long way apart. So, Clemson could get back there, but then that's the thing. If they beat Georgia, then they take a huge step. Georgia's expected to win. Clemson's not. But, man, if they knock off Georgia, the number one team in the nation, what that does for their recruiting, what that does for the narrative, what that does for Tyler from Spartanburg, it just it changes everything. So they want this game a lot more than probably Georgia. But I wouldn't put it, they need this game more. But Georgia is going to say, look, we are the number one. We were hosed last year. You know, you dropped us to 6 when, you know, for the one postseason loss we had, not a regular season loss like everybody else did. And we've got something to prove. So they may go out there and just seal club the Tigers because they got something to – they got a chip on their shoulder.
Roddy, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you so much, brother.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Roddy Nabalsi there, UGASports.com, every Friday at 11:40, talking Georgia football.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.